Good afternoon. This podcast is brought to you by HTS. HTS is your local technology expert serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home or business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit them at hts.net. All right, 3, 2, 1, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Whoa, what was that? Oh, I was tapping. Hit some wire. make sure you talk it into that mic because we want to hear everything you have to say. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast Network. I have Dina here from The Nook. We have a big announcement, right?
Yes, we do.
So
effective tomorrow, Good Morning Breakfast Nook becomes The Nook.
Does it start tomorrow? Because you put the sign up.
Yes, we did, but we decided that, you know.
Have all the menus and everything changed over by tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah, and I saw your little, first of all, the sign, whoever did your cool chalkboard sign, hire them. Keep them. They did a great job. But I was like, oh, they're going to have to change it to The Nook.
Yes.
So we had this conversation. I won't take credit for it because I know you thought about it before I did. But, you know, it was wonderful to have you guys come in here as the Good Morning Breakfast Nook. And you guys definitely were killing it in breakfast prior to, you know, COVID and everything. And you know, it's been fun to watch everybody kind of get creative and figure out ways to not just quit, you know, but to figure it out and to work through it. And you guys have done a lot of great things. But, you know, we had talked about yesterday about that. Or maybe it was last week, I don't know. But just how the Good Morning Breakfast Nook kind of put you in the breakfast corner.
Well, that's initially was the idea. And initially we were thinking, no way we're going to go dinner out. Because, you know, we're a small family spot with mama, papa, and everybody getting involved. So having kids at home, we were thinking, no, we will keep our afternoons for ourselves.
Right.
But COVID brought the corrections.
Well, and the other thing that brought the correction was that, I guess it's your husband back there?
Yes.
He's a great chef.
Thank you.
And he makes great food.
He better too.
But he's, you know, he's not just making great omelets. He's making, you know, I eat the tacos. I'm addicted to your tacos now because it's amazing fish tacos. The steak tacos are amazing. I haven't had the chicken or shrimp, but I'm only guessing they're amazing. The guacamole, I'm eating your guacamole now every day. You guys just make a lot of great things other than breakfast. So it only makes sense to be the Nook.
Exactly.
And I'm glad I came up with the idea. So how's it been? I mean, what's it been, a year? Year now?
No, not even
6
a year.
Months?
We opened November 12th.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, what, 10 months?
9 months.
9 months, yeah.
And a COVID-19.
Yeah.
I mean, if
COVID hit us when we were 4 months old, so it was pretty interesting experience of literally all the changes were in survival mode.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when something extremely stressful happens, sometimes people don't even understand what exactly they're doing. And when you are asking them later on, they're like, oh, that was adrenaline rush. I have no idea. I don't remember. So pretty much that what started happening ever since we heard the news about lockdown and everything. So,
well, I've known you since, I guess, November. So, but the one thing that as soon as I met you is in the relationship we have, as far as just being neighbors and friends, is that you don't come off as the person to me that gives up and quits.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a few people like that. It's not tell me what I can't do, tell me what I can do, and then let's figure out how to make it happen. And you guys, you know, you put up a tent, you know, and that's been helping?
That helps a lot. And recently when the storm destroyed the tent, we've seen the drastic change. Yes, that was pretty interesting. We never realized how much we get from the tent until we lost it for quite a bit. And we were like, oh, my God. That thing needs to come back.
We need another tent.
Yep.
So is it fixable? Because it was that, what was that big storm that came through? I mean, it went down the parking lot pretty much.
Yes. And then the roof collapsed. But we've seen that the weather was not cooperating. So we stopped seating people immediately just for safety reasons because you never know. And ended up, it pretty much tore apart the steel posts.
Yeah.
So that was quite the wind.
This tent is it looks as long. It does. Maybe it looks a little thinner. Maybe a little, the diameter is maybe a little smaller. Is this tent?
No, it's the same tent.
Same tent?
That's the same tent, yes. We just contacted manufacturer and they sent us the replacement. So it's exactly the same thing.
Nice. Well, I do enjoy the tent. And I like, you know, we've all, I think as... I've always considered, you know, anybody in this, because we have what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spaces here. You know, we have to be kind of like a family. And, you know, when the tent went up, you know, lost a few parking spots. But the reality.
In front of the restaurant.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. But the point of that was, is that, you know, listen, I have to say, hey, we got to figure out how we all, it takes a village.
And, yes, it does.
You know, if it takes me parking in the back, so that you guys can try to survive, I'll park in the back, you know, and so that's never bothered me. I like your fight, you know, and you not only are you fighting with a tent, but you're fighting with great food.
Thank you.
It's dangerous. Those fish tacos are dangerous. I ate those fish tacos the other day in the heat wave. I think it was probably the hottest day. And, you know, the day where you probably may eat, like, a cracker and I ate all three fish tacos. I was like, oh, my God, I need a nap.
Well, that's why for this extremely hot weather, we came up with cold soups. So that's something to worth paying attention on.
Pull this just a little closer, because I know the last time we had the podcast, you and I had to adjust your level. So don't do that to me, talking to that microphone.
All right.
Perfect. There you are. So what are you, cold stones? What's that?
Cold soups.
Cold soups. Okay.
Yes, we're serving gazpacho as opposed to regular hot soups because obviously nobody wants any more heat in this heat.
Right. So let's talk. I mean, so did your husband go to a culinary school? I mean, is this guy just gifted or what's going on? Because
he is gifted.
He's just gifted.
Yes.
Okay. Because it's a great menu.
Thank you.
Everything from like tacos to even some Italian. It looked like, what do you do, like a chicken parm as well?
We're doing everything. We're doing lasagnas, chicken parm.
Meatloaf. What else did I see? You do a combo, a steak chicken combo, I thought. I just read
yes,
that.
Yes, grilled combo.
Barbecue. Are you still out there at the pit?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a pit back in the back still?
No, not in the back. We have pit in-house.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, I know when you first opened, you were like doing the pit chores. You were like here all through the night.
Yeah, that's what it takes to put good food on a plate.
Well, I haven't had the barbecue. What would you recommend?
Brisket.
Is that your favorite, the brisket?
I love brisket. I'm very beef person, so that's my favorite thing. Our ribs are very good. We're bringing back with new menu, and now it's already like a teaser, if you will. We're bringing back our smoked chicken that used to be extremely popular, and we had to take our paninis down due to COVID because our bakeries were closing one after another, and we just refused to serve subpar breads. So
now are the bakeries starting to open back up again?
Easy. Yeah.
Okay.
Step by step. Right now we do have access to good breads again, so we're working on it.
Things are starting to happen.
Yes.
Well, I have a good, you know, I own the hair salon, and I have a lot of clients, and a couple of them are pharmaceutical reps, and I'm like, check them out. You know, they take these platters to doctors and doctors' offices and, you know, whatever goes on in that industry, but food is part of it. And I said, you know, give them, check them out, because you guys do that, right? You do platters, takeout, also.
We do caterings, we do large takeout orders, pre-orders, pretty much whatever you will think of. If it's possible to cook, we will cook it.
We'll bring it.
Yes.
Have what's been popular? I mean, like if I was going to send a friend, what do you have a specialty you think is the best, or do you think it's just all good?
Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. All across the board, we have people ordering our pastas every day. We have people...
So you do like spaghetti?
We do spaghetti. We do angel hair. when the lockdown started, we were making our homemade pastas.
Mm.
But that's something that obviously very labor intense. So we usually do that for catering only.
Oh, right, so now catering is homemade pasta.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good note to know. It's good.
Yeah. Homemade fettuccine.
Mm.
That was our killer.
Well, and there is something to be said about homemade pasta. I mean, it's just fantastic. My in-laws will make homemade pasta. They'll take the day and just kind of, you know, mix it up and, you know, run it through the pasta maker. What's mm-hmm. it? Yeah, the noodle roller. And it's just, it doesn't take as much pasta. It feels a little more hearty. It has a little more sustenance to the noodle. It's just, it's nice.
It is, and you never can compare something that is homemade from scratch and something that is from the box.
Well, one thing that I've been kind of, and I hate to even say it on in the air, but I've been addicted a little bit to the rice pudding. Oh, my God, what's up with that rice pudding? One day I'm like, I need something sweet. I'm going over there. I'm going to see what they got. And I looked at your dessert menu, and there was rice pudding. And I'm like, huh, I'll try that. And it came in this dish covered with chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and then your husband had finely sliced strawberries on all around the top. And I was like, and then oranges hanging off the edge. I was like, oh my God. And I took it back to the shop. I ate it in 5 minutes and I brought back the dish. And then the next day I came back and I'm like, I'd like the rice pudding, please. I said, it's going to be to go, but I'd like it in the glass dish. And she's like, I can't give it to you in the glass dish. I go, they did yesterday. And they did give it to me. But this time I got actually blueberries put on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. What desserts do you have besides, please tell me you don't have cheesecake.
No, we try to rotate them. Mm-hmm. So since we just recently started dinner, we're still trying to get the feel of what people like around here. So we're rotating cakes, we're rotating, well, obviously rice pudding is a big hit that stays. We try to introduce chocolate mousse and truffles, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff, a lot of great stuff going on. So how have you been, how is this COVID thing, how have you been through it? I mean, I had to say early on that I had to find patience, not just with myself, but with other people, because not everybody, it's pretty broad. You know, you have people that are like, oh, I don't need a mask. You have people that are like taping around their mask. How have you been able to handle it?
Well, we're pretty upfront with our policies that we want to keep everybody safe. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily about what we believe in. It's about giving peace of mind to people who do believe in efficiency of the mask. So if the governor says we need mask, then sorry, we need mask.
Right.
If you don't have mask, we can provide one. If you refuse to wear it, we can bring your food out to parking lot. But people are asked to mask up.
Mask up. Well, the nice thing that you have is that in your restaurant, and I think this is the orders that you follow, that you come in with the mask, you are seated, and then once you're seated, you can take your mask off.
Yes, that's across the board for all the restaurants.
Now, is that just because you're 6 feet apart? Now, if your person wants to use the restroom, they need to put their mask back on.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I wish it was that way here in the salon. In the salon, it's mask all the time. And I was sharing with you that I had my first, you know, little moment today. You know, it's been hot. You know, we've been doing it for a while. I start to get a little lazy. I start to get a little lackadaisical. And the next thing you know, I have a client who doesn't care if he has a mask. And next thing you know, my mask is down. And then I had a client or another person in there that posted on our Facebook page that we don't wear masks. And, you know, she was right. And as a business owner, you know, I always say, and I didn't invent it, but, you know, crow's best served warm. And I had to eat some crow this morning. And that's where patience comes in. You know, we're not all first of all, we're all different in age. You know, if we're older, some people are a little more concerned. If we're younger, we're, you know, we're unstoppable. And so, you know, I had my first real eye-opening experience this morning, and I had to, you know, take the high road and apologize and try to do better. And, you know, it's tough, and especially with this heat, it's been hot.
It is hot. It is very challenging to wear a mask all the time.
Yeah.
Especially for the employees, for front of the house. Back of the house is, I would say, it's dangerous because the temperatures in kitchen just not allowing. Yes, they just not allowing to wear masks. So whatever people see on TV, you have to apply common sense. If there is 120 degrees in the kitchen, it is 120 degrees in the kitchen. And no virus survives this temperature.
Right.
Period, end of story. For the front of the house, all our employees do wear a mask, and we require that, and there is no questions, there is no hesitation whatsoever. But at the same time, we do understand that that slows our service a lot. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that when you are running in this weather, in this heat, and pretty much 100% humidity, wearing mask and blocking your oxygen, sometimes we have to stop. And that's what I encourage all my employees, no matter how busy we are, if you feel that you need, stop and drink water and catch a breath, because it's okay. You're just human.
Well, people also know, I don't think people realize that, you know, our breath regulates our temperature.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're constantly not breathing in a cooled air, I mean, listen, we'll make it. You know, this isn't about creating excuses or finding any, but it's tough, you know, and especially like the other day. I mean, that's it, that fresh air keeps us cool, and when we're breathing through a mask, it's just, you know, it's easy to overheat and get dehydrated. So, yeah, water.
Water, and sometimes I've got a couple people complaining about, oh, service was slow. I'm like, I'm sorry, but again, due to COVID, we just people, we try to do our best to survive and to survive COVID, not only from life and well-being point, but from financial point of view too. And people who choose to go to the front line and serve and work in mask, sometimes, yes, it takes them a minute to catch the breath, to go and drink some water, even if it's busy, even if it's packed dining room, because they're just people.
Right.
And at the same time, with the lockdown and with people not being consistent, we get a lot of complaints, oh, you have only one person on the floor. Yes, we do have one person on the floor. Will it stay like this as long as our level of business and volume will not allow us to sustain two people and to finance two people, not from our part, but we ask people to come and put their time, so we obviously want them to make money.
Well, I think we could, I mean, I think maybe even to, if would you recommend if someone was going to come eat due to the fact of what we are going through, maybe to call ahead and order, or would that help at all, or would that?
No, I would not say that it would help. Especially, we try to take reservations when they were required, and people constantly getting late. So,
yeah,
you know, it just creates more mess than helps. That's why we decided to do pre-orders and reservations only for six stops and plus, so that we would definitely know that we would have space. Other than that, the only thing that I guess we would ask people to have is patience,
right?
Because it's challenging and trying time for everyone, no matter what. And we all learn to live a new normal. That you
well,
know,
I think part of it, I think, is also the heat. I mean, we've just been going through, and it's nothing new. It's hot every summer. It's not like it's a new thing, but we're in it. It's been deep. The heat's been deep.
It's always was hot, but we never were forced to wear masks when it's hot and block all our airways pretty much. So Do we do that? Yes, we obviously do, and we absolutely will follow all the guidelines. But at the same time, it's only people who work very hard, and just be patient, have some compassion, because people don't realize that they are bothered by wearing mask on the way to the table, and then they sit down and they can breathe like freely.
Yeah,
and those people, they are running like crazy for hours at a time, still wearing mask.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice to get out. It's been nice to get back to eating at some restaurants. It's nice to go sit down and then take off your mask. And you know, it's not perfect. It's not what we're used to, but it's a nice option.
I mean, you have to do what you have to do.
Right.
Because we need to get over this pandemic as soon as possible with least impact possible.
So you and I, I came to this spot. So you and I were located in Painter's Mill off Cave Neck Road. I call it Luton, half Lewis, half Milton. And, you know, I came here about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I felt like this was the island of unwanted toys. It's where you get sent. You know, because ideally I would have loved to have a business down in the Avenue or down in Lewis, but couldn't afford it. This is where I ended up. 10 years later, I feel like we're right on the beginning, the cusp of just a lot of great stuff. I mean, so many people are moving out here. So many people are moving out here with expectations of restaurants and things to be, you know, a lot of people from New York, a lot of people from New Jersey. One of the big, I think, challenges from people that come from New Jersey, even New York or even Pennsylvania is that, oh, you know, it's so much cheaper here, but there's not a lot of services, or there's not, you know, there's not transit or whatever it is that you get up in New York. But there's a few little restaurants, and I think we are right here on the cusp of a great big area that's going to blow up. And I haven't ever been that lucky. I mean, how is your first, you know, 8 months, 10 months here? I mean, are you feeling like you made the right choice? What brought you here?
We absolutely do. Because when we were looking initially, and it took us a while, it wasn't something that was born overnight and we woke up one morning and say, hey, let's open the restaurant. It was something that we were thinking about and working on for a long, long time, looking for location. And we had this concept in mind that we want to be a neighborhood spot away from all the beach traffic and beach craze, so that people would see us as safe haven, if you will, where you can sit down, you will have consistent crew, you will have consistent customers patronizing the place. And when we've seen a spot right in the middle of residential community, which is a little bit away from the beaten path, but at the same time having just tons of potential and no restaurants around pretty much.
Right.
We just jumped straight to it, and we're like, okay, let's try.
Well, I know for your breakfast gig before, you know, this all started, I mean, it was going crazy. I mean, you had men's groups doing their breakfast there, and so you do welcome like a men's group for
yes.
doing like a once a week breakfast. I know the men's group was meeting there, and I'm not sure the other groups, but you were having a lot of success definitely in the breakfast department. And this kind of hit, and so it's been hard to kind of figure out, you know, how well you're doing. People ask me, how are they doing? I go, I don't know. Their food's amazing. I mean, I didn't get invited to the stock meeting, but I know that the food's terrific, and if the food's good and the price is right, you're going to have success. And, you know, everybody that works there is just super cool. So,
well, I would say that it's in some sense pandemic helped us.
Yeah.
Because when you are doing something and then all of a sudden you're put out of your comfort zone and you're made to start making those decisions and start thinking out like outside of the box, that's when we had to adjust and we had to adapt to a new reality when we figured out that nobody wants soggy pancakes for breakfast, so they're not gonna be much of, you know, takeouts for breakfast. So we have to do something because we still have to survive. That's when we started ordering dinners and family meals very discounted price. Initially, it was just to get rid of the product, and at the same time, we were understanding that people were so uncertain about their financial future that people will go for that. They don't want, like, not everybody is ready to pay $30, $40, $50 a plate when there is something like this going on, because they don't know if tomorrow they're going to have $50 right. for the plate. So we started to order really, like, really affordable dinners, very straightforward, classic American roasted turkeys, meatloaf, something, some comfort food.
Yep.
And it started picking up so fast. And then people were like, oh, you know, we would love to see this and that and that, and making their suggestions. And we're like, okay, you want it? We will bring it. Like, so they asked, we delivered, and that's how people learned that Breakfast Nook can be not only breakfast, and at some point we just outgrew Breakfast Nook as a name and as a concept. So that's why we actually decided to invest in rebranding and become just the Nook.
No, I think it's an awesome idea. My buddy Matt used to say, you know, it's all ego after you, you know, most amazing food ever should be on the sign. Everything after that is ego. And, you know, there was a place there was before you, and we had this conversation, and that guy had done it in cursive, and it was in French, and nobody didn't know what anyone said. And he just thought it was super cute and amazing. And but I think, you know, right to the point, the Nook, you know, that's, I think it's a great idea. And I'm excited for you, because I'd love to see a lot of people come in and try this great food. I just hope your husband doesn't go crazy, get too overwhelmed in there. So, but you like the area. I mean, it's, doesn't it just feel good when you pull in here?
It does. It does. It's very peaceful. We established the pool of clientele, like patrons who come every day, sometimes twice a day. And they love the food, and sometimes they're like, you know what, we would love to see this. And I'm like, okay, you want it? Let's try it. So,
well, one of the favorite things that I love about this area and these spaces is the direction they face, which is that north direction. You know, we get a little morning sun, and then after noon, there's no more sun. It's behind us. And we don't have to block up our windows. We don't have to, you know, put these big shades up to keep the heat out. It's just some, in fact, I had a lady yesterday saying, this is the best direction for a business because you don't get all that sun. And I was like, yeah, I know. So, you know, there's a lot of great things. Plus this, I wish we could figure out, I mean, this looks like a football field in front of us, right? I mean, if not bigger.
Probably, yeah.
It's probably 150 yards, probably 75 yards wide of just open grass. I wish we could figure out something to do. Maybe a barbecue contest, paper airplane contest. I don't know. What could we do to bring the people out here and utilize? I don't even know if we're allowed to use that grass, but it seems to be a big, giant waste of space.
I was thinking about that, to be honest. And I was thinking maybe to do some kind of, I don't know, community reunion, bring some DJ, some music, barbecue, some great food, like do hot dogs or burgers or even put ribs and chicken so that people would be able to grab some finger food and just go sit in the grass, meet their neighbors, enjoy their time, because the place and the space is just perfect for outings.
Yeah, it's huge. I don't know why no one uses it.
Put some screen and make, you know, how they do. Yes, sit in like a movie.
Like Freeman stage where they put, you know, big separate. I think they're doing 7 or 8 feet apart, the circles. And then, well, and a buddy of mine, Rob, he's doing an event over at Hudson Fields for the movie Jaws. I don't know, maybe we can take a tent over there, the Nook tent, hand out coffee and bagels or something. I don't know. So what? We're getting ready to go into the fall, I guess. It's got to cool down.
Finally.
So do you have a fall menu? I mean, well, because right now it's pretty broad, right? I mean, you're kind of hitting everything between tacos, meatloaf, and scrambled eggs.
And we would like, we would prefer to keep it that way. We do have some interesting offers in our sleeve. some surprises.
Maybe some seasonal stuff.
Some seasonal stuff, and I'm so excited about that. I'm not gonna talk about that right
Why?
Now.
Probably this is sometime. It. This is the chance. This is what we do. Give us some. Give us a little.
Probably the one that I'm the most excited about, and I'm just itching to put that on the menu. And Oscar is so excited about that too.
Husband's name, Oscar.
Yes. Chef Oscar. Yes. Okay. This happens very rarely when we see eye to eye on something, because usually it's like, no, that's not gonna work, no way. And he's like, well, probably let's try. Okay, just for you. And then I would bring something up, and he's like, no way. And then it turns out to be like
so
the best idea.
What's the best idea?
It's gonna be pumpkin roll French toast.
Pumpkin? Wait a minute. Pumpkin roll French toast.
Yes,
sounds delicious. With ice cream, with icing. Can you make it with the icing?
You can make it with the icing, but
maybe Jesus.
It's just, oh my God, that's something that we already tried. We demoed it, and that was just out of this world. That's gonna be, I expect it to be our hot seller all the way throughout the season.
Why don't we just bring it out now? Celebration of the new name, the Nook, and a pumpkin roll French toast. Oh my God, that sounds heavy. It sounds like
it is.
I need to diet. I need to binge before a couple weeks before I can eat that.
Look, our summer dish was French toast supreme with fresh fruit.
Mm.
So for fall, it has to be pumpkin. It has to be all spice. You know, you can't go.
Well, one thing I've noticed, and I can always, you know, I think we all have our little special ways we test restaurants, and the fruit that came on my my rice pudding was on point. I mean, just perfect. You know, it definitely wasn't a strawberry from the bottom of the container. I've ordered guacamole twice, amazing, and I love how he makes it because it's kind of chunky, and the chips he makes those chips. Those aren't because they were still hot. So
we cook everything to order.
Yeah, so the chips are even cooked to order.
Yes.
No, they're not stale, they're not old.
No.
They're perfect. They come in a nice styrofoam container. The guacamole is obviously it must be
everything is made to order. That's why sometimes people don't realize when they are complaining about the time. That's probably our only complain time to time that happens, but people don't realize that everything is made from scratch and everything is made to order. So we try to prep as little as possible to keep the product fresh, to keep the product just on point. That's why it takes time. We are not McDonald's, so we don't have like 20 burgers sitting out there waiting for them to be ordered.
Right.
It's literally everything is made.
And I've eaten at your place, I would say a dozen times, 12 times, probably. The only reason not more is just because it's just too good. But we've sat in the tent. We had tacos on Wednesday, and, you know, we waited a few minutes, but it wasn't bad. I mean, it was...
No, usually it's not bad. We're trying to put the food as fast as possible, but sometimes, you know, sometimes we have large to-go orders, and that's what stays outside of people's view. And even we would have empty dining room, and they think, well, we're the only table, but they don't know about that, like, 10, 15 orders hanging right there. Like, I always call it Christmas lights.
Yeah.
When I'm coming in and there is, like, line of tickets, like, oh, my God, the phone is going just off the hook. I'm like, oh, you have Christmas lights here.
Yeah. Well, maybe we need to bring an extra person in. And then the next day it's maybe a little slower. And you're like, why'd we bring the other? I mean,
well,
I can't
even
imagine.
Well, we have two people in the kitchen, and they are two very experienced people. So
right.
Between two of them, they have half a century worth of experience. So
that's 50 years?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. A half a century. I'm like, geez, I feel real old all of a sudden. Well, I love it. I appreciate you guys. I love that you're there. You and I have become friends, and you know, I like your, you know, your the ability. You guys don't give up. you dig in and you make it happen. And I appreciate that because that's, you know, sometimes we can give up or we look for an out, and you guys didn't. And it's awesome. And I love sending people over there. People ask me all the time, how's the food? It's great. It's delicious. I mean, you know, it's like, and so I'm happy for this name change. And I said, let's talk about it on the podcast. Let's announce it that you guys are doing that. And come check this place out. Come check out our little hole in the wall over here in Painter's Mill. We're just off Cave Neck. If you take Route 1 north, make that left on Cave Neck, and we're like the first left. And there's a lot of great little businesses in here, and we all would appreciate people coming by. All right? Dina, anything else you want to talk about? I love this coffee, and you know, when we first met, I said, what kind of coffee is it? And you said, it's very good coffee. And I said, okay, I'll have some. And it's very good coffee. It's just great.
That's one thing that I have absolute confidence in. And I think in 10 years that I'm serving this coffee across different restaurants, I had only one person complaining, saying, you know what, you need better coffee. I'm like, guess what? Coffee stays the same.
This is good coffee, and I've talked about it before. I'm going through this transition of a guy that used a lot of sweetener and cream to switching over to black coffee. And everything that I thought I knew about coffee was all based on, can I taste the coffee behind the sugar, and the cream and sugar? But when I got rid of that, I started to learn that coffee that I enjoyed with all that cream and sugar, black, is not good. It's too strong. You know, I've always been, I need strong coffee. But it was always to hide or be to come out from behind the cream and sugar. But now this black, I'm into black coffee, and I'm finding that stronger coffee is not always better.
Mm-mm.
And no, there's a nice balance. And so I do enjoy this coffee black. I drink it all day.
Thank you.
I drink more coffee now black than I did with cream and sugar. It's not good. I mean, it's good, but it's, you know. I'm sure I'm not getting the best sleep. Too much coffee. Do you anything else you want to talk about? So we've announced the name. We've announced the new pumpkin spice roll or the pumpkin roll French toast,
which will be coming
in the fall.
In fall, yes,
right.
Yeah. Means, so it's not yet. That just little teaser for
below
now.
Below 80s. The fire stops coming from the sky.
Yep. When Mother Nature will figure out its AC, I guess.
What are your hours? What time do you guys open?
Well, that's another thing that changed due to the pandemic, and we actually stayed open longer. Like right now, we're 7 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. It will stay this way until we will see any kind of change. It might go. We might extend our hours or might just cut back depending on how we will be doing in fall and winter because, you know, right now nobody knows anything. It's
that tent might be kind of cool in the fall. String some lights up in that thing.
That's what we're doing, actually, yes.
Maybe little heaters in there.
We were thinking about heaters. But we'll see. We'll see how it will play out, yes, because we're really concerned right now about December and January. We'll see what the weather will be and where we will be as industry.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's all, we're just moving with the flow. Whatever happens, whatever they allow us to do, we try to jump on any opportunity whatsoever to grow and to survive. But quite honestly, and we talk about this with Oscar all the time, we're looking at our numbers back in February and at our numbers now and talking to other people working in industry, we are doing pretty good.
Right.
According to, like, in given circumstances, I think we are pretty lucky.
Well, you know, and I think you brought up a good point. I mean, this COVID, you know, it kind of hurt, you know, and I think that it made us all take a good look at, you know, how we worked. You know, I hate to say that some good things came from this, but I do believe that some good things came from this. And, you know, whether I know for me and my business, you know, just managing the salon, trying to be a little more patient, trying to deal with people with a bit of a broader mind, trying to be a little bit more kind, and then, you know, kind of lowering my expectations. You know, I think at one point, you know, I thought, geez, are we going to ever open again? I mean, I didn't know. So when we finally got to, I started to be a little bit more appreciative. And
it is. It's a great time for reevaluation.
Yep.
You can sit down and see what are you doing well, what are you not doing well, where you can optimize, where you can change something, mm-hmm. what works, what doesn't. And sometimes we need this, like, therapy, like shock therapy.
Well, and just like today, going through that little situation with that lady. And, you know, maybe prior to this, obviously she wouldn't have been complaining about a mask, but maybe prior to this, somebody that complained, I would have been like, you know, what's beat sand, lady, or whatever. And, you know, today I'm trying to take a little bit more of a humble approach, restraint from pen and tongue and text, you know, to not dive into something and just say, listen, we're going to try to do better. Thank you. And, you know, and I think I've learned that. And I think some people have learned that through this. You know, we're having to be a little bit more patient with each other, but also at the same time, how we look at each other has changed because we're only really seen now from the nose up. And it's been, you know, it's tough when all you see is my eyes. Yes. And you don't know, you know, I'm just kidding, you know, I love you, don't worry, you know, we don't see that. And so we're filling in a lot of weird spaces. So it's just a time for patience, but good food always wins.
I hope so.
What do you mean you hope so? We just discussed it. It's winning. We just figured that out. It's good food. So come see him down at the breakfast. The Nook. It starts tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow, officially, the formerly known as the Good Morning Breakfast Nook is now going to be called The Nook.
Yes.
Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner here at 16388 Samuel Painter Boulevard in Painter's Mill. Next door to the Thomas David Salon. All right. Listen, Dina, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. And anytime you want to come on, and let's do another one when we announce that new French toast. That'll be fun.
It will be fun. I'll bring it as a sample.
All right, Dina. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.